in the course of the working day. And we cannot start a day with reading long prayers in order to have fulfilled what we think is their obligation to God. But it is about this that I want to say a few words. First of all, forget about any obligation to God. We are all loved of God. And what He expects of us is the response of our heart. Love in response to God. Not a sense of obligation that because He is our Lord and God, we must do one thing or another. But the sense that we are so happy to have a God who loves us. And a God who does love us not only in words, who has proved that He loves us fully. Because no one has a greater love than He who lives out His life for those who are dear to Him. And this is what God has done in Christ. He has laid down His life for each of us, for all of us. Not for all of us collectively, but for all of us singly, for each. There is a story of Elijah's saints, of a priest was so horrified at the unworthiness of his contemporary Christians, indeed of himself also, and he turned to God and said, "How long, O Lord, how long are you going to endure us? Come and judge us rightly." And Christ appeared to him and said, "Never pray such a prayer. If there was only one sinner in the world, I would become man again and die on the cross for him alone." This is the God to whom we come in prayer. Not the God who needs our prayers. He has heard these prayers which are in our prayer books for centuries. The first time they gushed out of the soul of living men and women, like blood out of the wound, a cry of repentance, a cry of gratitude, tears and laughter, horror and a sense of glory. But since they have been repeated time and again through the centuries with people whom they reached, more or less. At times a prayer reaches us, hits us at the heart. Have mercy on your Lord. At times we can say that with all our being, but at times we simply rehearse a song, and that God is in no need of. When He really shouted these words, when they ran out of Him like blood out of the wound, oh yes, they had power to reach Him. Not the monotonous and boring way which we were reciting at times. So what matters to us is to turn not to God who expects us to sing His praises or to express feelings which we should have and which very often we have not got. But a sincere and direct relationship. Think of what happens in the morning. You awake. You enter into a new day. And what is this awaking a new day? We are every morning when we awake from our night's sleep, like Lazarus being called out of the grave. Our sleep has been for us an image of our lying in death, resting for a long time, for a short time, and being called into a new life. And we enter into a new day that has never existed before. It's not an old day that reappears. It's a new day. It stretches itself before us like a plane covered in snow, pure, unstained, unmarked by human steps. And God says, walk. Enter into this perfect purity of a new day and walk through it without soiling it. Your steps will be marked, but if they are right, there will be a path which others will follow. There will be a way, and I am the way. This is how we should enter into a new day. Say, Lord, bless me to be a new creature in a day that has never existed before. And what shall I meet in the course of this day? I will meet circumstances that I meet people. Circumstances are always embodied in human beings. And we can ask ourselves, who are these beings? Who among them are of any importance? What action matters? What time matters? And again, in the lives of saints and in the legends of men, it is the story of a child who was asked the same question. Who is the most important person in my life? And the child answered, but the one with whom I am now, because now there is no other person. And what is the most important moment in life then? The present moment, the moment when I'm with this person. There is no other moment. And what is the most important thing I can do in life then? Do the right thing at this moment about this person. If we thought that way, whenever we meet a person, whenever we enter into the newness of life, how rich and productive our life could be. And if, having entered into a new day, the way I have said, if we have thought that the person with whom I am now is the only person and therefore the most important person in creation, that this present moment is the only moment, and what I can do, ill or well, is what matters. How creative and rich our life would be. And when we come to the end of the day, we stand face to face with God, who says, I have been with you all the time. There were a few moments when you remembered me, and you were my voice, and my hands, and my eyes, and my ears. But how often it has happened that you forgot all about it and about the place you had in life. And then you can turn to God and say, yes, it is true. This day I have this. It has passed by me uselessly, meaninglessly. What shall I do? And the Lord also did, are you really aware of this? If you are aware, are you heartbroken? If you are heartbroken, are you prepared never, as far as Your ability goes. Are you prepared never to be the same as you are today? And we must say, yes, Lord, I have been wrong today. I have betrayed my vocation. I have betrayed your love for me and for the others. I will reflect on that. Not by reading other people's prayers, but by thinking about my own day. This day that was the Lord's own day. And also, turning for help to the prayers of saints in which they have expressed their distress and their unfaithfulness to their vocation, and learn from them how heartbroken a saint can be, while we are so seldom heartbroken, because it takes a saint to have this perceptiveness, this sense of good and evil, and from them we can learn. And so if we start our day as Lazarus being called out from the tomb and called into a day that has never existed, to meet one person after the other, that at that moment will be the only one, as a moment will be the only one, and the action will be the only right one, or the wrong one. Then we can start the day with the Lord, continue it with Him, and in the end, face Him at the end of it. Face Him brokenheartedly, and at the same time, with such sense of joy, Lord, I'm not worthy, and you still love me. You still can love me. Not sentimentally, tenderly, and at the price of your own life. I can trust your love, because that is its wealth. Let us learn to start the day and to end it in a way a little similar to what I have said, because there is little I understand, but the little I have understood, I try to convey to you. And may the blessing of the Lord be upon you, by His grace and love towards mankind, always, now and forever, and world without end.
St. Serge of Radonezh, St. Seraphim of Sarov, St. Blaise of Sebastian, St. Tikhon of Zadonsk, St. Paul of Constantinople, St. Nikita of Novgorod, whose relics rest in this place. For the ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of all the saints of this land and of Russia, and of St. Tikhon, Patriarch of Moscow and of all Russia, and of all the saints, will have mercy upon us and save us, for He is good and He loveth.
mankind.